May the Lord help us to commence with hymn 289. Thus far my God has led me on, and made his truth and mercy known. My hopes and fears alternate rise, and comforts mingle with my sighs. Hymn 289. Reading from God's holy word is Psalm 68. Psalm 68. Let God arise, let his enemies be scattered. Let them also that hate him flee before him. As smoke is driven away, so drive them away. As wax melteth before the fire, so let the wicked perish at the presence of God. But let the righteous be glad, let them rejoice before God. Yea, let them exceedingly rejoice. Sing unto God, sing praises to his name. Extol him that rideth upon the heavens by his name Jah, and rejoice before him. A father of the fatherless and a judge of the widows is God in his holy habitation. God setteth the solitary in families. He bringeth out those which are bound with chains, but the rebellious dwell in a dry land. O God, when thou wentest forth before thy people, when thou didst march through the wilderness, Selah. The earth shook, the heavens also dropped at the presence of God. Even Sinai itself was moved at the presence of God, the God of Israel. Thou, O God, didst send a plentiful rain, whereby thou didst confirm thine inheritance when it was weary. Thy congregation hath dwelt therein. Thou, O God, hast prepared of thy goodness for the poor. The Lord gave the word. Great was the company of those that published it. Kings of armies did flee apace, and she that tarried at home divided the spoil. Though ye have lion among the pots, yet shall ye be as the wings of a dove, covered with silver, and her feathers with yellow gold. When the Almighty scattered kings in it, it was white as snow in Salmon. The hill of God is as the hill of Bashan, and high hill as the hill of Bashan. Why leap ye, ye high hills? This is the hill which God desireth to dwell in. Yea, the Lord will dwell in it for ever. The chariots of God are 20,000, even thousands of angels. The Lord is among them as in Sinai in the holy place. Thou hast ascended on high. Thou hast led captivity captive. Thou hast received gifts for men, yea, for the rebellious also, that the Lord God might dwell among them. Blessed be the Lord, who daily loadeth us with benefits, even the God of our salvation. Selah. He that is our God is the God of salvation, and unto God the Lord belong the issues from death. But God shall wound the head of his enemies, and the hairy scalp of such an one as goeth on still in his trespasses. The Lord said, I will bring again from Bashan, I will bring my people again from the depths of the sea, that thy foot may be dipped in the blood of thine enemies, and the tongue of thy dogs in the same. They have seen thy goings, O God, even the goings of my God, my King, in the sanctuary. The singers went before, the players on instruments followed after. Among them were the damsels playing with timbrels. Bless ye God in the congregations, even the Lord from the fountain of Israel. There is little Benjamin with their ruler, the princes of Judah and their council, the princes of Zebulun and the princes of Naphtali. Thy God hath commanded thy strength. Strengthen, O God, that which thou hast wrought for us. Because of thy temple at Jerusalem shall kings bring presents unto thee. Rebuke the company of spearmen, the multitude of the bulls with the calves of the people, till every one submit himself with pieces of silver. Scatter there the people that delight in war. Princes shall come out of Egypt. Ethiopia shall soon stretch out her hands unto God. Sing unto God, ye kingdoms of the earth. O sing praises unto the Lord. Selah. To him that rideth upon the heavens of heavens, which were of old, lo, he doth send out his voice, and that a mighty voice. Ascribe ye strength unto God. His excellency is over Israel, and his strength is in the clouds. O God, thou art terrible out of thy holy places. The God of Israel is he that giveth strength and power unto his people. Blessed be God. May the Lord bless his holy word to our souls. And now we'll have hymn 747. How hard and rugged is the way to some poor pilgrim's feet. In all they do or think or say, they opposition meet. Hymn 747.
teach us to pray. Dear Lord, we come again. Help a sinner. Draw a sinner. Lord, may our prayer come up unto thee. Put prayer within, Lord. Oh, may there be that moves, that, Lord, that would force a passage through iron bars and brazen gates. Lord, we are of the earth and earthy. Thou knowest where we dwell. Lord, it is solemnly as a continual return, the dog to the vomit, the washed sow to the wallowing in the mire. And Lord, there is that within that loves it. Did not one cry out, O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? But Lord, could such a sinner come? Could one that has to come in with one in thy word, behold, I am vile, born in sin, shapen in iniquity. Can ever God dwell here? Lord, we are faint. Yet, oh, may there be that within, yet pursuing. Lord, we would look unto Jesus, mercy joined with power. We would press through the crowd. If I could but touch the hem of his garment. Oh, do be precious to us this night, dear Lord. Lord, not unto us, but unto thy name. Get thee honour, get thee glory. May immortal honours rest on Jesus' head. Prove our life, our portion, our living bread. Lord, we do know thy mercies. We are surrounded by thy mercies. We can look back on thy mercies. Lord, we've proved it. Day by day, night by night, we've proved them new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. We stand, Lord, not worthy of the least of all the mercies, all the truth thou hast shown. And oh, from the dust we would praise thee and give thanks. What hath God wrought? And Lord, as thou hast gathered sinners, as thou hast gathered some in thy great and holy name, oh, may there be a feeding of the flock this night. May our desire, may the song unto Jesus be, saw ye him, oh, to see thy goings, to hear the voice of the beloved in the garden. Draw us, Lord, and we will run after thee. Send no praying soul empty away. Oh, do hear the prayers, Lord, of the closet, as it were. Grant answers of peace. Feed the sheep, feed the lambs. heavens. Blessed Spirit of truth, rend the heavens and come down. Lead into the truth as it is in Jesus. But Lord, those who may be so taken up this day with those things of time, Lord, with those things here below, with those things of the flesh, those things that must perish, Lord, oh, do thou begin. May there be a coming apart. It may be a gentle work. It may be in a moment, twink of an eye, we shall be changed. But oh, grant a desire, that better part, some good thing in the heart, something that sighs and cries for the abominations done within, without, that would look unto Jesus, mercy joined with power. Oh, that we may be kept on this thy day, delivered from all evil, led not into temptation. All our desire before thee. Lord, we pray for the dear children. We pray for that carried in the womb. Lord, we pray thy blessing, thy help, to carry in, Lord, the coming forth, Lord, mercies in those, Lord, dear little ones, mercies in life spared, life lengthened, and health and strength to rightly bring up the children, and mercies lengthened out, dear parents, to help them. Lord, in much mercy, do in these, Lord, solemn, difficult days, grant much wisdom. Oh, may there be that, Lord, that leads into the truth as it is in Jesus. That wisdom that is from above, gentle, easy to be entreated, pure. Lord, do grant it, Lord. Help then, dear parents, dear families, and each dear younger one. And Lord, not only in education's pathway, oh, do help there. May there be that there he brought me through. Lord, and oh, we do beg that thou would help, dear younger ones, life's pathway before, supply all their need, those things in employment, those suitable places, Lord, to abide, Lord, suitable homes, and Lord, loved ones, to walk together with in the pathway of life, looking unto Jesus. If it be thy most holy will, may this church and people lift up their arms in prayer. And where thy mercies are known in these things, oh, do maintain their law. Do help day by day and keep, Lord. In mercy do remember each that bear the burden and heat of the day. Thou knowest all that that means. Lord, the groaning not hid from thee. Oh, to oft lay help upon one that is mighty, one that has proved, will prove, with God, nothing impossible, anything too hard for the Lord. To undertake, O Lord, to undertake. Hear prayer those that do know old age, all that it brings, the many afflictions, the sorrows of the way. We think again of our dear brother gathered with us this morning, we think again his dear one. Oh Lord, do be very gracious, be very near in this. Lord, the groaning not hid from thee. Lord, and yet we give thanks, thy mercies in it. Lord, we pray, help of God. Lord, support from above. Lord, bring through to thy honour, to thy glory. None can lean too hard. Lord, oh, do in much mercy hear prayers, and Lord, others we hear of, others we know of. He whom thou lovest is sick. Hit she whom thou lovest is sick. One and another, Lord. Lord, oh, could thou in mercy arise. Many, Lord, are the afflictions. Many the sorrows of the way. Be very gracious in it. Be very near in it. Oh, do blessedly prove that thou dost never take away thy all. It is this same Jesus. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. Lord, in much mercy then, Lord, hear prayer for each one. Lord, we read, Lord, remember David and all his afflictions. How true it is, Lord. And Lord, it is so in the churches. It is so in those that we love for the truth's sake. Lord, is Christ divided? O Lord, hear prayer. May there be that returning. We have not one stone to cast. But Lord, be better to us than all our sins, all our fears. May there be a returning to the truth as it is in Jesus. Oh, do undertake. Hear the groaning of thy people. In much mercy, pour oil on troubled waters. O Lord, arise, scatter our enemies. Thou knowest where the old enemy worketh. Thou knowest those subtle things. But, oh, Lord, may there be that determination to know nothing among men save Jesus Christ and him crucified. Hear prayer then, where thy people gather. Hear prayer, those that cannot gather. Do bless the means, Lord. There may be that hearing ear given in the homes. Do grant a quietness in it. And thy dear servant we trust at home now this night. Oh, grant more grace. Bind in thy love and in thy fear. Pour in blessedly from above, that there may be a pouring out. Meet the needs, Lord, the sheep and the lambs. In much mercy, do strengthen our dear brother, as it were, at the desk. Lord, hear prayer then. Raise up, Lord, those that thou wilt make useful in the churches in their day and generation. Raise up, Lord, those in our land, those, Lord, in our royal house, thou hast done in days past, may it be so again in our parliament. Lord, we are in shame, we are in confusion. But, oh, thou remainest. Could there be those brought to it? Lord, in all their determination, as thou didst work, Lord, in, through Saul of Tarsus, thou didst bring him, behold, he prays. Could it be so in our parliament then? Could it be so in those in authority over us? Lord, hear prayer thy one church. There are those that know deep persecution. There are those that know terrible things. O Lord, arise. Scatter our enemies. Scatter their enemies, Lord. Hear prayer, Lord, that thou would grant better days. Bless thee, peacemakers. Beat the sword into plowshares. Lord, bring the wicked to confusion. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem, literally, and thy one church. We pray, Lord, those grievous things on our statute books, those things so contrary to thy word. Lord, the license to kill the unborn. O Lord, arise. Lord, have mercy upon us. And yet, we return thanks. Lord, where thou hast heard the cry of the closet, the secret place of the stairs, help now as we would turn to thy word. Lord, it's thy word. There is a deep that coucheth beneath. Did thou not say, certainly I will be with thee? May thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Go out into the highways, hedges as it were, with thy word. Feed the flock. We beg these and every mercy, praying for help in the singing of the hymns, praying thou wash, cleanse all. But oh, to know help of God this day, for Jesus Christ's sake. Amen.
Hymn number 1089. Sold under sin was Paul's complaint. He felt its galling load, though he by calling was a saint and rightly taught of God. Hymn 1089. Thank you.
and complete dependence on the Lord. All needed help, I direct your prayerful attention to the psalm that we read. Psalm number 68, and part of verse 18. Psalm 68, verse 18. And the words, yea, for the rebellious also. I read the whole verse. Thou hast ascended on high. Thou hast led captivity captive. Thou hast received gifts for men. Yea, for the rebellious also. That the Lord might dwell among them. I tried to tell you this morning how that word the Lord laid upon me so clearly for that dear letter for the Lord's servant, from the Lord's servant. This was very different. My poor brain and the afflictions there cannot remember how this word came. But before we went away, a few days, coming up here, I wrote a text on my desk at home. I couldn't remember it, but I knew it was there. And when we returned home Friday afternoon before coming up here, it was still there and it still spake. And it spake to you here, this dear cause of truth, yea, for the rebellious also. Is there that immediately that rises up? I'm not a rebel. I can go back. I haven't rebelled in family, in loved ones. Do you know what rebellion is, sinner? I used to work my first employment with the Royal Navy in the most serious offence was mutiny. A ship thousands of miles from shore. If there was a mutiny, it was no longer one of Her Majesty's ships. It was a rebellious crew. What does it mean? They'd risen up. There was that within the ship, those within the ship that had risen up against. Have you never known a rising up against? It may not have been openly, may well have been very hidden, may well have been between you and your God. But there is a rising up. We will not have this man to reign over us. I will not bow down in this thing. I could take you to a man in deep affliction. And I heard him say one time he'd rebelled, he'd bowed down rather to no man. Very early one Monday morning, I was with him as he was driving the car. And you know, there was very nearly what we call an accident. You know, there was that the Lord spoke in that moment of time. So, the Lord works in a moment of time. He might work in something here a little, there a little. It may be word upon word, it may be place upon place, but I will work in the rebellious also. But firstly, this psalm of dear David, in a sense, dear David, at times that rebellious also, although he couldn't touch the Lord's anointing. Couldn't touch Saul, couldn't put his sword against him. But he did rebel. And he did rebel in adultery against that the Lord had so clearly commanded. And he did rebel in plotting murder. Until Nathan the prophet came, thou art the man. Oh, it'll be a mercy this night. So there's one sinner comes into those doors. I'm not a rebel. I'm not guilty of this. And goes out of those doors. Rebellious thou hast been, and art rebellious still. But since in love I brought thee in, my purpose I'll fulfill. This word, yea, for the rebellious also, is a powerful word. It's spoken from dear David's heart, from the deep experience the dear man walked in. Some have referred to this psalm as a battle hymn. As they went forth, let God arise, let his enemies be scattered. A smoke is driven away, so drive them away. Others have spoken of it as a psalm, hymn, to be sung in the going up to the Lord's house, in the going about the Lord's house. They have seen thy goings, O God, even thy goings of my God, the goings of my God, my King, in the sanctuary. The singers went before, the players on instruments followed after. Among them were the damsels playing with timbrels. Blessed be God in the congregations, even the Lord, from the fountain of Israel. And whether it's the goings forth to the battle. Did we touch it this morning? He that putteth his hand to the plough and looking back is not fit for the kingdom of God. That's a solemn word, that's a searching word. I look back years ago, drove in those days toward this house of prayer. I came up, I think it was the motorway. It was a little village, typical English village, nestling away there. Looked so quiet, so peaceful. My heart went to it. Be rather there, having a quiet day, then trust for to speak in his great and holy name, that solemn burden, that solemn weight, that solemn responsibility, that solemn accountability. It was for the rebellious also. I could take you to a street in London. Westminster Abbey was just over there as I walked towards my place of employment, and I walked step by step through those streets of Petit France, as that area is called, within the borough of Westminster, and I rebelled every step. I pointed to this one, that one, not this way, Lord, not this pathway, Lord, not me, Lord. But you know how the Lord stopped it. The corner of that street, the abbey just over there. I have chosen thee with divine power, the sword of the Spirit, silenced in a moment. It's for the rebellious also. The Lord can put forth almighty power. The Lord did on that Damascus road. We often speak of it. But you dear younger ones, you dear older ones, an exercise, burden, souls, whatever it may be in the pathway. The Lord chained Saul of Tarsus. In a moment, twinkle of an eye, behold, he prayed. In a moment, he became as one of those that pleaded for mercy, utterly dependent, in shock, in distress, in deep need. God, be merciful to me, a sinner. For the rebellious also. But a trust been laid upon me to speak to you, dear younger ones. There's a little booklet, testimony, whatever you want to call it, on my parents' shelves when I was a boy, a teenager. The title of it was A Rebel Made a Child. There was something that made me pick up that little book. It spoke of a Dear woman, I don't think she was very old, but from early days, relatively, she was laid on the bed in affliction. I think she was there, if memory serves me right, some 30 years. And that's where the Lord worked for the rebellious also. Now, there was much I didn't understand in that book, in that testimony. But there was something deep and something precious that had been worked in her. And I was favored. Some years after being thrust out on Zion's walls, to meet an elderly couple who had known this woman. I don't know how it arose, but they spoke of her. But the rebellious also, they said, you entered into her house. You entered into the room. And there was blessing. There was quietness. There was a peace. Be still. The Lord was there. You know, that dear old man, that dear mother in Israel, his dear one. You could tell as they spoke of it, it was a sweet savour to them still. Sweet savour of Christ for the rebellious also. It's the Lord's work to bring them in. It's the Lord's work to go out into the highways, hedges, and gather those also. Firstly, then, I bring it before you. You praying souls, you that travail with child, you that would travail in Zion to bring forth, you that would know in Zion the sound of boys and girls in the streets thereof, is a spiritual work. It is for the rebellious also. Did not the Lord Jesus speak that blessed parable of one that left all, took his fall as it were, left his dear father, left that house and went off to spend all that he had. But that time came when the rebellious also were brought back. That time came when all these things here below, they all, as it were, forsook him. Would have nothing to do with him now. Would fain have filled his belly with the husks the swine do eat, the most humbling of occupations for those Jews. But I, now, as he came to be in want, he looked to his father's house. Make me as one of thy hired servants for the rebellious also. There yet is room. But his father saw him a great way off, ran, fell on his neck and kissed him, brought him in. We read of the best robe, we read of the ring. We read of the fatted calf. Right. Should rejoice. This thy son was dead and his brother was dead and alive again. Brought back for the rebellious also. There is, oh, praying souls, you that cannot cease to pray, how can I give thee up? Who can tell? We spoke with our dear friends, great uncle in the family. He rebelled. His parents never lived to see the returning. A good number of his own generation never lived to see the returning. But it was left to in the Lord's deep, mysterious ways. That generation following. And the generation following that, burdened in prayer for him as he came to be in one, as he faced eternity. Tremendous sound to guilty souls, a dreadful wound. The Lord worked, even on the deathbed, for the rebellious also. I would encourage then men ought always to pray and not to faint. There is the dying thief, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. But is there one that now rises up? It'll be all right at last. Leave it off till last. Who can tell when the Lord will come? In a moment, twinkle of an eye, we shall be changed. No taking up, determined, no taking up of the cross and following the Lamb. The Lord can bring the rebellious also. The Lord can deal with the rebellious also. There are those that look at the case of the dying thief. All manner of excuses, all manner of rebellion rises up. You know, that man suffered horribly. That man suffered terribly. The Romans were cruel. Dreadful, dreadful death. So, you wouldn't want the dying thief's pathway. Lord, remember me. But, oh soul, may you be brought to see even rebellious still, blessedly brought to see as that poor, suffering, wretched thief was, one so precious, hanging on that cross beside him, for the rebellious also. I came not for the righteous, but for sinners. Not for those that have no need of repentance. Not for those no need of turning back. To leave those hateful ways of sin, turn to the fold and enter in through the blood of the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. What did that poor, wretched, dying thief see? We indeed justly then receive the due reward of our deeds, but this man, the Lord worked there. The Lord opened the eyes there for the rebellious also. It's a precious case. But oh, so rightly consider it, rightly plead it before the throne of grace for the rebellious also. Lord, I have to come then in filthy garments. I have to come. I've been rebellious in this. I've been rebellious in that. I've been rebellious in the other. There is that that has risen up. Against him, his way. His truth, his leading, his dealing. But oh, the Lord, you know, worked in that storm on the sea. There's a storm in rebellion. There's disquiet in rebellion. There's darkness in rebellion. That mad Gadarene, that one Phil, that's why his name was Legion, with those many devils. That poor man roaming the hills, roaming the tomb. That poor man, no chain could hold him. But yea, what a blessed testimony that is of the power of Jesus. Yea, for the rebellious also, when they came to see what was done, where was that man? Been naked before, roaming. No human hand, no sinful hand could tame him. But there he was, clothed. And in his right mind, sitting at the feet of Jesus. Yea. Oh, so would you be brought there. When those storms, those things arise, when those waves, as it were, beat into that ship, when you can find no rest, when rebellious thou hast been and art rebellious still, yea, for thee rebellious also. You know, the rebellious dwell in a dry land. I look back to a dear servant of Christ came up to us at home many years ago, Mr. Peter Simmons. You younger ones would not remember him, but truly it was said of him, it was said on Zion's walls, he was as a prince that had power with God. The Lord much used the ministry of the word, but he preached from that text. The rebellious dwell in a dry land. I can't repeat the sermon. I can't remember what the dear servant of Christ was led into, but case after case, thing after thing he touched. And there was dryness in it. See, where there's dryness, there's no fruit. There's that shriveled up. Where then is the taking of fruit down? Root downward, bringing forth of fruit upward. Where then is the voice of the turtle dove heard in the land? The sound of the singing of birds is come. Where then is come, blow upon thy garden that the spices thereof might flow? No, the rebellious do dwell in a dry land, but it is for the rebellious also to bring them back. A word in season, a word to gather. That's how this word is upon me this night, to gather, to bring back. May be that confession, that returning, may indeed be a going forth weeping. But oh, that there may be that returning in the Lord's time and in the Lord's way with that fruit. To his honour, to his glory, as that dear woman, a rebel made a child. He was there. The Lord is there. And oh, you know, those things are not forgotten. Those things to his honour, those things to his glory, those things that blessedly remain. It is for the rebellious also. Now, so the Lord knows. Is there something before you? Is there something you're walking in the midst of? Is there something laying upon you now for a long season? If the Lord, is the Lord speaking in it? Is he speaking? Yea, for the rebellious also. The servant of Christ, we heard the other evening, there was that word in another psalm where I can find it, for he knoweth our frame, he remembereth that we are dust. Most of the sermon was, he knoweth our frame. I can't preach another man's sermon, but there was there of that frame. And there is that we speak of the frame of mind of one and another. What frame they are in. No, it was a good word in season to me. He knoweth our frame. And he knows our rebellion. He knows what rises up. He knows what the old enemy works in. The Lord knoweth. When he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold. But there is that in here. In this word, there is one. The very verse begins with it. One ascended on high. One, the dear Lord Jesus, that blessedly, gloriously said, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. And lo, I am with you all way. For the rebellious also all way. So, who can tell if he will not yet pour out a blessing, not room to receive it? Thou hast ascended on high. For what purpose? For the rebellious also to make bare his holy arm, to work in them, to work for them, to work mightily. Blessed be his holy name, that they might know that the Lord God might dwell among you. And then the song, and then the rising up. Blessed be the Lord, who daily loadeth us with benefits, even the God of our salvation. One mighty to save, one mighty to deliver, one mighty to appear. And then the sealer. And then the pause. And then the consider. And then the reflect. And then to remember, and then the blessed plead. Lord, it is for the rebellious also. And thou knowest my frame, my circumstance, my poor heart, my poor mind, my poor circumstances. All that I wretchedly am, this sinner, yea, for thee rebellious also. And you know, the Church of God walks this. Souls, purchased souls, are not always under grace. While they walk the pathway here below, they are sinners. They are, dear David, was, for the rebellious also. Dear Peter, he knew it when he denied his Lord with oaths and curses. But what broke that big fisherman's heart? A look. And what breaks the heart of the rebellious also? A look. A look of love. A look of pity. A look of mercy. Joined with power. But love divine, all love excelling. A visit for the rebellious also. And oh, what a mercy to be brought to it at last. As we lie on a dying bed, to be brought to consider him and what great things he has done for a sinner, to testify of him, to encourage those that follow on, such a sinner, but a mighty Saviour for the rebellious also. Why me, O blessed God, why such a wretch as me, that must forever lie in hell, were not salvation free for the rebellious also. It's more than once in the Lord's word. I'm sure it's once on David's lips. Who can tell? Who can tell? Yea, for the rebellious also. Plead it before him. But I trust the Lord has laid on my mind to also tell you, dear younger ones, and it comes in here, when I was young, stayed away from home. We went up to the Lord's house, morning and again in the evening. We came home and the television was turned on. I shall never forget going up the stairs to bed that night. The Lord solemnly spoke as I went up those stairs, having watched with those there, whatever it was. The Lord shall laugh at him, for he seeth that his day is coming. That's spoken solemnly to the wicked, you know. And looking back on that, you dear younger ones, it robbed that of the Lord's day. It robbed that of the gathering in the Lord's house. It robbed that spoken in love, that dear aged servant of Christ now in glory. It was in Wales long ago. There was a preacher that stood in the midst on the Lord's day. Some fair that had come. Ye have robbed, ye have robbed, ye have robbed. Don't go from his house this night. And solemnly turn aside. Plead to be kept. Plead for the Lord's mercy. Plead that the word of the Lord this day, those hymns sung, may be made precious to you, and that it may be in quietness and confidence shall be your strength, and not left to these trifles of time that must pass away. The word of God is solemn. the word of God on those stairs was very powerful as a sharp two-edged sword. Was not a good night that night. The Lord, in mercy, since I humbly trust, has worked in my poor, wretched, sinful soul. It is yea for the rebellious also. Amen.
God willing, Mr. Graham Hadley will preach on Tuesday evening instead of Mr. Timothy Parrish, who is unable to preach through continued affliction. And after the service, there will be a short meeting of the church members. And also, after that service, there will be a collection toward the cost of the free Bibles, which are distributed outside the chapel. And next Lord's Day, Mr. Chapman will preach morning and evening and hopes to address the Sunday school in the afternoon. Our closing hymn is 319. How light, while supported by grace, are all the afflictions I see. To those the dear Lord of my peace, my Jesus, has suffered for me. To him every comfort I owe, above what the fiends have in hell. And shall I not sing as I go, that Jesus does everything well? Hymn 319.
but do bless, abundantly bless, thine own pure word. May, Lord, there be a cry from our souls. Our souls, Lord, precious, never dying souls, Lord, remember me with the favour thou bearest to thy people. Visit me with thy salvation. Hear prayer thy servants on the coming days. Hear prayer each one, Lord, as they must go forth in those things of time. May each be kept. Hear prayer, dear families, dear sheltering ones at this time. Hear prayer, dear afflicted ones, and those that bear the burden of Lord, hear prayer, then thy continued mercies and help from one that is mighty. Take us each now under thy kind care, then. Abide with us. Thy day is far spent. Grant the blessings of quietness, keeping, rest, sleep in the night season. Now may the grace of the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. Amen.